another banner year. Mark Valesky, winner last year of the Grade 2 Peter Pan at Belmont, returned to the winner's circle in a Grade 3 $150,000 mineshaft handicap at the fairgrounds last Saturday, just days following Believe You Can's stunning 10-and-a-quarter length score in the Tiffany Last Stakes at the fairgrounds. Waiting in the wings is Went the Day Well, winner last year of the Grade 3 Spiral Stakes in a game fourth in the Kentucky Derby. Mark Valesky's mineshaft score boosted his earnings to over $540,000. Believe You Can, the second winner of the classic Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks sired by a proud citizen, has earned more than $1,149,000. And, of course, Went the Day Well has earned over $415,000. A proud citizen in 2012 sired 12 stakes winners, five of them graded stakes winners, and with runners like Mark Valesky, Believe You Can, and Went the Day Well, plus the fact that his best bred crop at three-year-olds bodes well for the future. Proud citizen, $15,000, live foal at Mr. and Mrs. Barrett and Seedone's Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key racing profit.
When Jackie and I moved to Bourbon County, that was about 25 years ago, we checked around to see where we should go for our insurance needs. The name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. So we had a talk with Ted McLean at the Hopewell Company. We've been doing business with him ever since. And believe me, we've been more than satisfied. The Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call, 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Well, good morning, everyone, and it's a cold, blustery, snowy morning here at the Thoroughbred Center in the Crocker Stand. Track's muddy, but we've still had about 30 works, about 35 works.
And it's snowing.
And it's still snowing, and it's supposed to stop this morning. But, of course, you know, in like a lion, so maybe we'll have some good weather toward the end of the month.
That'd be nice.
It would be nice.
Yes.
Yeah,
pretty sick of it. Although, if you got to have snow, this is the way to have it. It hits and melts, goes away. It's pretty well. It's coming down.
Yeah, our road was slick this morning, though.
Fayette counties were fine.
Yeah, Bourbon counties were kind of slick. Ours was.
Ours was.
Yeah, we live on Clay Kaiser.
She said they went out at 8 to salt.
Did they?
Yeah.
8 o'clock.
Well, yeah.
We went out to salt at 8. Well, anyway. what are we doing today? Well, we've got Fritz Wiedemann's coming in at the top of the hour. He is with the Daily Racing Form now. I met Fritz a few years ago when he was with the NTRA. So I'm going to catch up and see what's going on with Fritz. I think he wants to talk about the new breeder section that they're going to put out in the Daily Racing Form. I've got some questions about it.
Yeah.
You know, I've tried to talk him into doing that, printing up an insert way back in the 70s, and they poo-pooed it.
Ha.
But that's all right. I quit them anyway. Which they were glad because they got Logan Bailey.
There you go.
Yeah, right. Dr. Doug Byers coming in with Michael Blowen and Steve Moody from Bloodstock Research Information Services. They got a couple of stakes down at the fairgrounds today. They're running the Black Gold. When did he win a derby? 24? Was it 24? I believe it was. Zev was 23. I believe it was Black Gold 24. I don't know. I'd have to look it up. Memory's just about shot. The Black Gold and then the Alan Lacombe Memorial for three-year-old fillies. The Black Gold is, I guess it's restricted to colts. That's all's in it anyway. Both of them on the turf. Of course, Black Gold never ran on the turf, but that is beside the point.
Because they didn't have turf tracks.
Yeah, the Man of War up in New York, a grade one Man of War, is on the turf, and he never ran on the turf. So
right.
Anyway, he could have.
A bone of contention.
There you go. Yeah. They're running the top flight handicap today. If we have a chance, we're going to talk a little bit about the champion filly in 1930. Undefeated at two, never beaten by a colt. Really superb filly, bred by Mr. H.P. Whitney. Raced in his son's colors, C.V. Whitney, because he passed away before she got to the races. And anyway, we'll talk a little bit about Top Flight. If we have time, we'll talk about Bayou and dedicate a couple of better handicappers from 1950. Well, actually
1950 what?
1958.
We're in 1958?
Have been for 6 months. Where have you been?
Oh, I'm running up the store getting donuts.
Okay.
Well, must be now what you I know. Do during that segment.
Bayou was a champion 3-year-old filly that year. And I just hadn't got through the 3-year-olds yet.
Okay.
Before I get into the older horses. Let's see. Turfway, of course, this is for a new month. We ended up last month with 22 winners. In 8 days of racing at Turfway, we had 16 winners. Well, that's two a day. Last night at Turfway, we had 3 winners. And one at Mountaineer opened last night, and we had one down there. The Turfway winners, with Dr. Zan, trained by Juan, Rubalcaba, Otto Draper, saddle one, Steve Casey, won another one with that filly that he bred. I don't know how many races he's won with that filly. He named her two Nasty Girl Blues. Maybe she outran her name, but yeah. He knows her, so maybe she is nasty. Who knows? And then Tommy Mills took Jazizzle down to the Mountaineer and won a nice allowance race down there. That thing can fly. He stakes place. He's by Jazzle. And Jazizzle, nice. Yeah, he's that race last night, it was either 5 furlongs or 5.5. I think it was 5 furlongs.
Nice name. I like that name.
Jazizzle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
Well, he's won $125,000, $130,000 with that horse now.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a nice, nice kind of a horse. So let's see. Since last week's show, we've had a couple of other winners. Stacy Slofus, one with Secret Citizen. Stacy is Dr. Slovis's, Nathan Slovis's wife. She trains 3 or 4 out here. Mike Heath gets on our horses for her.
Oh.
Kellen Gorder won one at Turfway with Heavenly Light. And Howard Rice won a race. Better known to one and all as Rusty. He didn't answer to Howard. But
oh, okay.
Yeah. I knew his dad, Dallas. Anyway, what are we going to do today? We're waiting on Doc and Michael to get here because Michael's driving. That means that
they'll be late.
They'll be a little bit late. Doc will just be fussing. All right. Well, Jackie, you want to?
Okay. I can.
I tell you what, I can. Well, no, I can do something to fill out the.
Well, it's 10 after.
Early. Next week.
Oh, good.
Got an announcement. We'll be on earlier next week.
11?
We'll be on from 9 till 11.
9 till 11.
Because they play Florida here, and it's a nooner, and there's an hour pregame show on this station. So we will be on from 9 till 11 next week.
And, okay. That means I have to get up earlier. No, I don't have to get up earlier.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Oh,
I do? We just have to get to work earlier to talk. Okay. Ressie has to get up earlier.
Oh.
Yeah, he won't. You might as well not go to bed. He works just about all night anyway.
Exactly.
He's got more irons in the fire than anybody I know.
He's young, he can do it.
Yeah. He's getting older, though.
By the minute.
All right, go ahead. Well, let me take a commercial break and we'll... We'll go on from there. Talk about my friends.
Looking at the date of that horse show, it didn't print up very well. See if you can read that.
February 23 at Gulfstream, the grade $250,000 Canadian Turf Stakes was won by Data Link. 5-year-old son of Warfront, bred by Stuart S. Janney III. trained by Shug McGahee. Of course, that means he was foaled at Claiborne. The Canadian turf was Data Link's first start since winning the Grade 2 Citation Handicap last November. And it was his fourth graded stakes win. Earlier, he'd won the Grade 1 Maker's Mark 46 Mile at Keelan and the Grade 2 Monmouth Handicap. Four graded stakes wins at four different tracks. He's earned over $763,000. Now, Warfront's also the sire of the 2013 stakes winners. Snowfall, winner of the Pasiana Stakes at Santa Anita. And he sired 11 2012 stakes winners, five of them graded stakes winners, two grade one. That's why his 2012 sales yearling sold for an average of $231,067. The weanling sold for an average of $237,778. The son of the great Danzig, Warfront, stands for $80,000. Doing the full stands of nurses, stands at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams, and see the website at claibornefarm.com.
Sally Van Service has been in business for more than 60 years, and during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack were entrusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, last Sunday at Gulfstream, the ladies' turf sprint stakes was won by Stop Shopping Maria, a four-year-old filly by More Than Ready, bred by Mueller Farms, trained by Todd Pletcher. Stop Shopping Maria posted a third consecutive win, set a new course record in the process, going 5 furlongs in 55-2. As a two-year-old, she broke her maiden by 9 3/4 lengths at Saratoga, then ran second in the Grade 1 Frisette, and in the Grade 2, now Grade 1, Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf. Of course, More Than Ready has sired three Breeders' Cup winners and really ranked among the nation's leading sires. He's also ranked number one on the juvenile sire list, and he's a sire of 13 Grade 1 stakes winners worldwide, 112 stakes winners, and more than 200 stakes horses. A Grade 1 stakes winner himself, More Than Ready, stands for $60,000, doing the full stands of nurses at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Jerry Duffy, Leanna Packard, or Chance Tim, 859-873-1717. See the website at windstarfarm.com. Stop Shopping Maria. There's a filly out here named Stop Talking Maria.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're related.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's what I thought you were saying.
Well, you know, I almost said that.
I almost typed it.
Yeah. What was Stop Talking Maria?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty little girl that owns that thing, and she's from Argentina. Do you know her name? What is her name? You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking
Maria. Her name's Maria.
Well, her last name, Nipwit.
Gee. Yeah, because her boyfriend was up here.
Her boyfriend was just here?
Yeah, working.
Okay.
Purple Jean.
Talking to Susie the clocker over there. Who did he just work?
Purple Jean.
Purple Jean. Okay. Well, anyway. All right, Jackie.
Okay. Straightening out my stuff.
About time.
Bluegrass Farm Charities, the next thing's coming up is March the 19th, the Affordable Care Act Luncheon and Learn, Lunch and Learn, otherwise known as Obamacare, Don't Get Sick. That's next after that, Horse Farm Soccer Tournament at Dixieana, that's up in June. But that's fun for horse farm workers. Next Saturday is the 30th annual Fayette County Farm Bureau Machinery Consignment Auction. I hope they have better weather than today.
Yeah, they have one down in Paris today.
Yeah.
Open. That's where Matt Howard is today.
Yeah. It's open to the public. It's go to the main entrance at the horse park and look to the right. You can't miss it. All types of farm, lawn, and garden equipment. Now, if you want to sell some, equipment is accepted Thursday, March 7th, and Friday, March 8th. Let's see. Tommy Biederman is one auctioneer. Who's the other one does Keeneland? Anyway, it's Tommy Biederman. So, if you're interested, call the Farm Bureau office, 253-0023. Michael Blowin's supposed to be coming here, but I will say something nice anyway. Ferdinand's Ball is May the 2nd, Fraser History Museum in Louisville. That, of course, is before the Derby. And then May 5th, Derby's May 4th, Old Friends Annual Homecoming on May 5th, the day after Derby. So that's fun. Go to Little Silver Charm's Facebook page. They say the drama, the laughs. That's Michael. It's, there they are. They're here. Look.
Okay, go ahead.
May 18th. See, I'm giving these things in advance because, listen, it's May 18th. It's going to be Wilderness Trace Pony Club Combined Test and Dressage Show. And doesn't that sound wonderful? I mean, that just...
May 18th sound.
Lancaster, Kentucky. You just take 127 South.
Where is it?
Keep going down Harrodsburg Road. Just keep it going, and you'll see it. It's 20 minutes south of Lexington.
Is Doc by Lancaster. Himself?
No, he'll drop Doc off, and then he'll go park the car because there's no parking close.
Oh, okay.
Spring Bay Horse Trials. This is at Masterson. Spring Bay Horse Trials are April 6th and 7th.
Hey, Rissy.
That's the beginning of spring. April 13th and 14th is a hunter jumper show at Masterson. Whoa, boy, I can't wait. It's just such talking about it. It's just fun. At Lakeshore. You all know where Lakeshore is. It's out where the interstate and Frankfort and the Versailles Road from Versailles all come together in a jumble. Okay, then just follow the signs. Macaulay Brothers, one of our fine sponsors, and where we buy all our feed, is having a Hey Susie, it's a raining classic, March 2nd and 3rd, in case you're interested. 8 o'clock in the morning, Lakeside Arena, Frankfort, Kentucky. Kentucky Horse Park Foundation's hosting a benefit trail ride. It's wonderful. Ride the park on the road to the horse coincides with an event new to Kentucky, which the 15th and to the 17th is the Road to the Horse event. They've moved here from Tennessee. Benefits the Horse Park Foundation. And you want me to get up and give Doc my seat?
Okay. You can sit right there.
Anyway,
man.
This trail ride at the horse park is the 13th and the 4th, range from 10 to 4.
Well, mine?
$50 both days. Stabling you get for $20 a night if you want to spend the time. 10 to 4, that's nice. It's such a wonderful place to ride. Toba Thoroughbred Owners and Breeders Association is having their seminar and clinic, usual good stuff. April 19th is the first one. No, March, well, if you're in Florida, March 24th. And April 19th at Keeneland's and Ownership Seminar. So,
you want to finish up on those later? We'll get these two guys.
Let me do that.
They're hovering over there like a couple of vultures.
Hovering.
Circling us.
Like vultures.
Yeah. My age, I worry about those kind of things.
You put this as a jacket on me.
Yes. Well, you're burning up.
Nag, nag.
Wait a minute. Congratulations with your daughter.
Thank you.
Love
to
her. Well, they're all up here talking now. We've got to get them situated. Sit down, Michael. You don't have to take your coat off.
Nope, I don't.
And you got a newer hat on today.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
That's N-O-O-R, not N-E-W-E-R.
Newer.
I bet you it's imported, too. Now, Noor came over from Ireland. I think that horse, your hat probably came over from China or someplace.
I'll look. Hold on a second. I'll check the
check
label.
It out.
Oh, that shiny, bald head.
What?
What? I'm bald? Oh, my God.
Finally took his hat off and found out.
China.
From China, yeah. I was right.
But
everything
they were contributed to Old Friends by Noor's son's Noor's trainer's son.
Noor's trainer's son. Mm-hmm. Oh, the hats were.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Came came to the gravesite and everything. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
What's the numbers up there?
That's exactly where he's buried.
Oh, okay.
Oh, in Ocala.
No, he's buried in Old Friends. What do you mean, Ocala? Can't you read these numbers? Okay, just checking.
Jackie says, oh.
I hope he's not Ocala. Buried in Ocala. Grave robbers. Hope he's still there. I haven't checked.
Oh,
he came all the way from California in the back of a pickup. You know, I think that's enough for the old guy.
Well, it was just a pile of bones, for God's sakes.
Well, not any old bones.
He was going to rise again.
Yeah, that's it. It's about time. It's about time.
Oh,
well, we had a great time last Saturday at the Seelbach with the bourbon event. I'm telling you, it was fabulous.
I hope you all spent the night at the hotel.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
That was great. Nice rooms, nice bourbon, you know, and the bourbons were fabulous. Yeah, we'd like to thank. Nice crowd. Yeah, made some money.
I wouldn't want to have been on the road with that crowd, I'll tell you.
Well, I think most of them stayed in the hotel, which is part of the party, because we ran into a whole bunch of them in the lobby when we were leaving in the morning. So.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, so maybe some of them hadn't left the lobby. I'm not quite sure.
Was the bar still open?
If they had anything to say about it, it was. It's a great bar. It's a great hotel, and it was a really, really wonderful, wonderful event. And then... you know, River Downs knocked down the grandstand up there. They're rebuilding it.
Yeah.
But they sold 300 seats at $25 each to benefit, and they're giving all the money to Old Friends. And they sold them all the seats within 24 hours.
Is that right?
No.
Yeah. Wow.
Was that all the seats that was in that place? Of course, they had the boxes, you know.
I don't know. If they found out how much money they could make, maybe they'd try to dig some more up.
There you go.
But that was great.
That's better than
bail-free. Almost.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
we won't touch that line.
No. We better leave that alone.
Yeah.
But so that was really great.
I don't want to go there. I don't want to see it.
What?
Go down there in that grandstand.
Something new. Oh, my God. It's going to be frightening. No, you know.
Oh, but
I know. I liked that place. I liked it too. I liked a lot of places. I liked the movie theater I grew up in my hometown. They knocked that down too. They knocked down a lot of good stuff. But at least this is going to be replaced with something vibrant. And you know, it's going to be a big hotel and it's going to be the racetrack and they're going to fix up some things.
It's going to be a casino, for God's sake.
Well, you're the one who's complaining all the time that Kentucky doesn't have the casinos and doesn't have the money. So they do it up there and you resent it. What the heck? Make up your mind.
I'm starting to change my mind about casinos.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I've seen what's happened in Canada. And,
yeah, Penn National and all the other places. Yeah. I want you to know who reminded you that like 4 or 5 years ago when I was against
it. Yeah, it was Doug.
You got to remember that. What my days were being in Las Vegas with Wayne Newton, they didn't worry about anything but making money.
Right. Yeah.
Nothing. So.
That's what it is. I mean, that's what pulling
us. Well, he owned his own joint too. There, didn't he, Doc?
Wayne Newton.
Well,
it's a pretty good deal.
I wonder if we're still going.
They don't call them one-armed bandits for nothing. You know,
how anybody can play those things. That's the most boring thing in the world.
You know, there was a really interesting piece on TV the other day about psychologically what happens is some people actually get mesmerized by this whole thing and just keep pulling the handle until I have nothing left. And, oh, I know who it was. It was the mayor of San Diego that bet over $1 billion and lost $13 million over. Her husband had set up a trust for a charity and stuff, and she was robbing that. And, I mean, it was unbelievable. She just liked to sit there and pull the handle, play video poker, all this kind
of
stuff.
And it was the wife of the mayor?
No, it was the former mayor. The wife was the former mayor. Her late husband left her a lot of dough, but she went through it in like a year and a half.
Good.
She lost $1 billion.
No, she didn't. She bet $1 billion, but she lost $13 million out of the billion.
Well, could have been worse.
You know, but the fun of racing and betting on horses is you have to read the racing form and you have to go through it. And it's not just pulling some. And so you get some satisfaction thinking that you accomplished something because you worked hard to accomplish it and you figured it out. It's like playing chess. But with pulling the thing, that's like, what's that? That's nothing. It's like, oh, I pulled the thing. They either came out or they didn't come out. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
it's crazy. You're right. But anyway, so that's good. I had a great meeting with Brereton Jones, and Brereton's donating $5,000 to Old Friends every time one of his horses wins a stakes race. Thank God Mark Valesky won impressively last week.
Yes.
Thank you, Governor.
Look good, dude. Yeah, well, he's won two stakes already at the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That very first class.
And he bred a horse. You know that long shot that won the Risen Star? He bred that horse.
Yeah. I sent him a little note. I hope you bet $2 for an old friend. What, he paid $249
like
if I get to win?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
What a sport. What a game.
By Yankee Gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
He, I think he still owns that stud. The horse is that stud in Louisiana now.
And that's the route they take to Old Friends. Airdrie, Louisiana, Old Friends.
Is that right?
Yeah, because we have three that he had. We have you and I.
He could get
and
married.
Afternoon Delights and Patton. We're all originally at Airdrie, and then they went to Louisiana, then they came to us. So, yeah.
That was a nice horse. I mean, it still is.
Yes.
He could have kept him here, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. Because he's just been just very successful. 51. They win everywhere.
They win everywhere. I mean, right. it's really great to see somebody that's involved in all areas of breeding and the racing and the selling and the buying and the studs and all that business doing well.
I don't know of anybody I've ever known that's more enthusiastic about racing than Burton Jones.
And I'll fill out the exacta.
Pardon?
Yeah. He's one of my heroes.
Burton is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really is. Yeah.
Well, he's been a good friend of me for many years now.
Yeah.
You know, he was the first sponsor of this show.
Really?
When we first went on, he was on the other show, the post-time race results show. He started, I had a bunch of sponsors and earlier, you know, nickel and diamond. And then I think it was about 1978. Maybe before that, you know, he came aboard and then everybody followed.
One of my favorite stories about him is when Betsy met him and said, "Oh, Burton Jones, your key to racing profits."
Yeah, Burton says, "Well, she's got that down pat, hasn't she?" Betsy's my daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's doing good, huh?
Yep, she's doing a lot better.
Great.
A lot better. Took her to Florida for special treatment down there, and it big improvement.
Everybody who goes to Florida gets a special treatment. It gets improved. Even Jackie looks a lot better.
$5 an hour for gas. That's a treatment.
Yeah, it was a little warmer down there, was it?
Oh, 76.
There you go.
76. Yeah. Let me take a break, guys, and let's see where I am here. Oh, okay. First Defense, fee 7,500 live foal and mizzen mast 15,000 live foal, proven sires of graded stakes winners, and they stand at Judmont Farm. The young First Defense, his first foal was raced to two last year. He sired a Group 3 stakes winner and a Group 2 placed Dundonnell, fourth of 14 in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Junior Turf, plus such up-and-coming runners as Close Hatches, earner of a Rising Star label from the Thoroughbred Daily News after her eye-catching seventh-length debut at Gulfstream Park. She's pointed to stakes now. And recent horses to watch, like maiden special winners Night Warden, Fire Guard. Grade 1 stakes winner First Defense is bound bridal song out of Grade 1 stakes winner Honest Lady, half-sister by Seattle Slough, to the top sire's Empire Maker in Chester House. At a brood mare of the year, Trussard, it's a great sire family. Mizzen Mast has sired five Grade 1 stakes winners, including, of course, the winners of two $1 million Breeders' Cup races last fall, Ms. Direction and Flotilla. Ms. Direction, the best sprinter on grass on the West Coast, has won the Grade 2 Buena Vista and the Grade 2 Monrovia already this year. First Defense and Mizzen Mast proven sires. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Frey, and see the website at judmont.com.
To succeed at the races, you need an advantage. That edge is brisnet.com. Racing's number one website has the value-added information no one else has. In-depth trainer staff, detailed pedigree data, brisk class, pace, and speed ratings, free membership, handicapping contest, exciting monthly giveaway. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover brisnet.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
Well, Macho Uno, a Grade 1 stakes, a holy bull standing in a deep stream, climbed a 10th on the 2012 sire list. He stands for $20,000, doing a Bull stands of nurses. Giacomo, a grade one stakes winner by Holy Bull, is also sighing runners, and he too stands at Adena Springs. Giacomo stands for $5,000 due in the full stands of nurses. Let's talk about a few of the runners Giacomo's sighing. He's a sire of 10 stakes winners in his first two crops. Seven others are placed in stakes. That's 17 stakes horses in his first two crops. Among them is Disposable Pleasure, winner of the Grade 2 Demoiselle, placed in three more stakes, including the classic Grade 1 Mother Goose, 2013 stakes winners in Grade 1 place Giacom, and 2013 stakes winners Tiz Gianni and Fancy Cruz. He also sired a two-year-old stakes winner in 2012, and through 2012, he has sired 14% stakes horses from starters. Giacomo, placed in Grade 1 stakes at 2, won the Kentucky Derby Grade 1 at 3, a feat which eluded his great sire, and he won Grade 2 stakes at 4 for earnings of more than $2,537,000. For more information about the Adena Springs Stallions, call Eric Hamelback. Here's his number, 859-987-1798, and see the website at adenaspringsstallions.com. All right, we're going to stop all this silliness right now and get Dr. Doug Byer on.
Oh, good. Finally, people are going to learn something.
Doug, you're looking good, my friend.
Well, I'm feeling good, getting stronger, too. So,
you ain't getting any prettier, but you're looking good.
I look a lot prettier than what the guy sitting next to me.
Well, you know, that's why he hangs out with me.
Right?
As you know, he's not bald.
Yeah, right. Yeah, how about that? I'm jealous, too. Well, what's going on today, Doc?
Well, I think I told you yesterday I would talk about corticosteroids.
Okay.
And I usually try and get a little history back out of it, but you know, it's the most potent drug that's out there and reasonably cheap, and it was pretty much patented or converted from the Mayo Clinic. So they analyzed the cortisol and the steroids from the glands, the adrenal glands, and so it is a mainstay to pharmaceuticals. So it's everywhere.
And Mayo Clinic started.
Mayo Clinic actually was the producer. They analyzed and developed.
Did it get you on them, Doc?
What the?
Did it put you on?
Oh, they did.
They did?
You bet.
You wouldn't pass the spit box, huh?
No. They'd have you. But anyway, they what you're dealing with, and for the horse owner and trainer to appreciate, is that they're the most potent type thing to go to, but you got to be careful.
Yeah.
You know, short-term use of the corticosteroids, you pretty much can get away with. But when you lock them into a system for anti-inflammatory and all the good things that it would produce, but go on too long and you'll destroy your body. Mm-hmm. So for humans and horses. So the adrenal cortical tropic hormones come from the pituitary gland and they go down to the adrenal glands and they produce the cortisol. So it's a stress hormone that's there for you. Too much of it is bad, too little of it, you're going to get in trouble. So the cortex of the adrenal gland is where that cortisol comes from. And you have a medullary portion too, which is what they call for mineral corticoids, and that regulates your electrolytes. So we've got a whole interaction, and it combines with the kidneys, and it's a pretty complicated thing, and it all comes out of that one bean-like structure. Now, you can get middle adrenal, and you'll get stress hormones. So you get epinephrine out of that. So that's a different section of the adrenal gland. So it's really vitals, life, and regulating everything. So you
scary stuff.
It's so many good things combined with some potential for bad things.
Yeah, just have to be careful how you use it.
Yeah, how you use it. And cheap, you got dexamethasone for just about everything. And there's a lot of it that have become synthetic drugs that you reach for. Dexamethasone is probably one of the most popular.
And it used to be a real common product called Equipoise.
Now that's anabolic. That's a different deal. That's your baseball player drug. Anabolic means potential for building tissue.
Uh huh.
Okay. Corticosteroids can be just the opposite. It breaks down tissue. So if you put a horse on steroids, you'll waste his muscles. You'll do a lot of things with it. Whereas when you reach for the anabolic, you're reaching for just the opposite.
What would you treat it for?
Well,
the question was, what do you treat it for? You're supposed to use a microphone when you're on a radio jacket.
Yeah. Well, I wrote down a little list. Okay.
All right.
So, first of all, if you get too much steroid, you develop Cushing's disease or the long-term problems. And
make you grow hair?
It'll make you grow hair that you wish you didn't have.
You didn't have.
Yeah.
Only on your back.
Okay. Okay. Oh, well.
Well, you can create laminitis. So if you had a horse that needs some anti-inflammatory help, then the corticosteroids are the most potent thing. Anti-inflammatory, takes the pain away, gives them a euphoric feeling. They deal with stress. It's a stress type thing. But if you go on too long with it, then the anti-inflammatory begins to turn against you, and you'll tear your tissue down, and here comes laminitis.
Mm.
So that's another thing you deal with.
37 and 3.
You can stimulate their appetite. Corticosteroids euphoric and build up regulation for sugars, insulin, or insulin blocking, but you indirectly get more anti-inflammatory and the metabolism with the corticosteroid builds up. You would give it for vasculitis, where you get your blood vessels leaking blood, so you get a horse with purpura or strangles reactions. You first thing you're going to reach for is bring some steroids, but then again, if it's chronic, you might make things worse. So vasculitis is a common thing. Too much steroids, and they get what's called polydipsia, polyuria. They begin to urinate too much, just like people with insulin and diabetic things. This all ties in. So, again, it's a tremendous tool. I mean, have to watch it.
We had a little hard work horse that we gilded, and it just took all the, it just changed him.
Right.
And we gave him small doses of equipoise.
Mm-hmm.
And made him, a little bit on the study side.
Right.
And we won a bunch of races with him after that.
Well, there's, I don't know if they still have it, but I'm sure they do. It's called racehorse letdown.
Mm-hmm.
You put them on corticosteroids, and they're pretty happy. But they're on steroids long enough that they're kind of become dependent on them. And so take him away from the track or take him to the lab farm, and he drops his hair, and he doesn't want to eat anymore. And
this horse didn't. We ended up with him at home, too.
Yeah. Well, it just...
But it was very small doses, very small.
Right.
You had to. But
well, the problem with it is that when you give what we call exogenous drugs, in other words, it's not its own metabolic thing. It's what you give, what the veterinarian gives, that the animal begins to become dependent on it. And so when those drugs are on, then their adrenal gland has become atrophied. It's not working.
Yeah.
So the animal gets a rough hair coat. And it takes them a while to get back to the natural state where their adrenal glands mm-hmm. are working. And some of them, they can shut down. And if they shut down completely, then that's called Addison's disease.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a different ball game. And it now can become life-threatening. We know that it's a profound effect on your immune system. So corticosteroids block immunity. They don't stimulate it. It's an immune suppressor. So that's one thing there. Is the blood working? You may have a horse that he looks like he's all right, but his white cell count's high, and his lymphocyte count, which is his immune system, is low because it's all been deregulated by exogenous sources.
Hmm.
So it goes on and on and on. The more common drugs that we have in the barns or anywhere else or the veterinarian has would be dexamethasone, which is very potent. And you can give small doses, and one dose of the dexamethasone will last in routine fashion about 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
So you have an effect on their immune system and their adrenal system.
Yeah.
So it's there. Insulin effect, beginning more and more appreciation of what we're doing to their fat metabolism and other things. So, a lot of people just use low doses and just throw them in the tub and they don't think much of it. But
very good. Huh?
Yeah. But anyway, the different drugs are out there, and then a lot of their effects. And then, so I think we'll talk a little bit next time, add on whatever things we need to appreciate, and we'll graduate from corticosteroids to the non-steroidal drugs, bupivacaine and all the other things that are not corticosteroids. Mm-hmm. Oops, sorry. Yeah.
You're so bad as Jackie. Yeah. Getting away from that microphone.
Well, you know, the non-steroidals are just that.
Yeah.
They're non-corticosteroids.
Very good. All right, Doc.
Okay.
Well, a solid 10% of starters from the first two crops by Invisor have earned black type. That includes two this year. Austis is placed in two stakes at the fairgrounds, and Tuchaco in stakes placed at Tampa Bay. Invisor is standing for a fee of $4,000 live foal, and nowhere, nowhere will you find a competitor of Invisor's class standing for such a reasonable fee, especially one that is siring 10% black type horses from starters. Horse of the year, Invisor, horse of the year not only in the USA, but in its native South America, earned over $7,804,000. And after winning the Breeders' Cup Classic and four Grade 1 stakes at four, he was named Horse of the World. The following year, he won the Grade 1 Dubai World Cup, and the Grade 1 Don was again rated number one in the world at the time of his retirement. Invisor stands at Shadwell Farm, home also of Albertus Maximus, De Hare, Intadab, Dazil, and Mustin Far. Inquiries to stand manager Ken Barnes and see the website at ShadwellFarm.com. Yeah. Well, talk about my good friend Ralph Quillen down at Quillen Leather and Tack, where the nation's largest custom halter shop. They ship over 17,000 halters a year, and that's shipping them. I think they give away that about that many to old friends.
Yeah, my friend Fred Kuroviak,
the artist who was visiting with us last week.
Yeah.
He's done some really nice sculptures for us and some great paintings. He went to Rouse and bought himself a belt with four of his favorite old friends' horses' names on the belt.
Did he really? Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think of old friend? Did he meet Ralph?
No. Well, Ralph probably found out that I sent him over there, and he was hiding upstairs.
Well, he does. He gets up those stairs. You ever go up that little
yeah.
stairs up in the second floor?
It's dangerous.
I tell you what, an old fella like me can hardly get
it's
up down there.
Yeah. I think Ralph was out working on the construction of his brewery.
I got to go down and check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great tack shop. Fun to go in there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. They do great work there. What can you say? And Fred's belt looked great. And if you want a belt, go see Ralph. He'll take care of you, and you can have these great brass plates on it. Really looks nice. Fred's going back to Arizona with his belt.
You make great gifts, don't you?
Yes, all kinds
Christmas
of things.
Gifts and birthday gifts.
If you can make it out of leather, Ralph will do it.
Yeah, and they do a superb job of it, too. And let me tell you where Quillen Tack is. It's right there in good old Paris, Kentucky. And if you're going in from the Lexington area, just keep going straight to go to the third stoplight and look on your left, and there you'll find it. And it's fun to go in there. Great gift shop.
They've even got a website.
Yeah, Quillen.com.
There you go.
Quillen.com.
There you go.
Going to have a brewery and a.
I love it.
I think that's going to be downtown.
The combination of the leather and the brewery in Paris is going to set the town up to a whole new level of entertainment options.
Well, Ralph does that anyway.
Go be a friend of his on Facebook. That's worth turning the computer on.
Yeah.
Yes, he's fun.
Well, Warhorse Place is the home for three promising young sire prospects, Midas Touch, Mythical Power, and Santiva. Midas Touch, a son of the great sire Galileo, topped the Irish Free Handicap at three after he won the Group 2 Derby trial and finished second by a nose to Eclipse Award winner Cape Blanco. And, of course, that's one of Dr. Doug Byers' favorite horses. And he's also by Galileo. That was in the Group 1 Irish Derby. Now, Midas Touch went on to place in Grade 1 stakes in England and in Australia and retired with earnings of right at $800,000. He stands for $10,000 live foal. Now, Mythical Power won two graded stakes, ran second in the Grade 1 Woodward, shipped in to beat Kentucky Derby winner Mind That Bird in the Sunland Derby, placed in the Grade 2 San Carlos, sprinted 7/8 in 120 flat, and earned over $821,000. He's by the $3 million earner Congaree, who sired 10 stakes winners in his first two crops. Got two this year, including the win of the Grade 2 San Gabriel. Santiva, never out of the money at two, won the Grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes at Churchill, ran second in the Grade 1 Breeders' Futurity. He's by three-time champion sire Giants Causeway. Both Mythical Power and Santiva stands for $7,500 live foal. Inquiries to Jerry Assinger, 859-509-0053, or Dana Assinger, 859-509-3157. Now, be sure to ask about breeding incentives, because there's some available, and to one that you need to talk to them. See, they make you a great deal. And see the website. Go to the website at warhorseplace.com.
I got the horse right here. The name is Paul Revere. And here's a guy that says if the weather's clear, can do, can do.
Wasn't it? Yeah. Susie's dog, it isn't big as a good size, what?
No,
rat?
No, really. Makes a dachshund look like a monster.
I know. Right. Yeah.
Hey, come in.
Well, here comes Remy.
Remy's here. Well, I'm begging for hay. If anybody'd like to donate some hay to old friends, let me know. We'd love to have some.
You're always begging for something.
Of course. That's the deal. Once the tin cup is out, it never comes back.
Yeah.
It's a little chilly today, but it's a good day for a tour. You know, you'll get kind of a semi-private tour. Got two or three people out there. You're not doing anything. It's good for a walk in the snow. And
two or three other nuts.
Yeah. We had a lot of people here this week. It was surprising. Bluegrass Tours was out every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This week?
Yes.
Boy, lousy weather like this, too.
It's unbelievable what these horses can do.
Well,
it makes them laugh and warms them up.
It doesn't bother the horses, does it?
No. Yeah. And the people get excited.
Yeah.
You know, of course, you get them out of a van, you know, it's kind of like pretty, you know, the bar's not that high. They're so glad to get out of the van. No matter what you do to them, they laugh.
All right.
Ursel, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Come see us when you get a chance.
Ursel, remind me next time I said we're going to talk to the non-steroidals.
Better write it down, Doc. I forget my name half the time.
Bring some.
But
bring some, yeah.
We skipped over corticosteroids in mares.
Oh.
Pregnancy. You know, big important things.
All right, Doc. Very good. Michael?
Ursula, thanks again. Thanks for everybody. I'll let you know when the seats arrive from
Let's
River
Let's see what
Downs.
Remy wants over here. Remy, what's going on? Remy Bellick's here. Huh?
Come on, Remy, sit down.
Sit down. We might as well talk to you. Well, you wanted to say hello to this guy?
My old friend Mike. Yeah, how you doing?
How's your dad doing?
He's doing great. Great. He's actually in France right now and take a little time off. We should be so lucky.
I know. I was admiring some of his artwork in the bar at Keeneland yesterday. Some fabulous stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it's on Thurber Daily News about every day, isn't it? It featured one a week.
Yeah, he's he really enjoys doing that, and
this is Remy Bellick I'm talking to, by the way.
And he keeps us laughing. That's the important thing. And, you have to have a sense of humor, as you all know, in this business. So he's doing well. 85 years old, and he's still.
How old is he now?
85.
Wow.
Golly, I'd like to meet him. He's still got older than me.
He's got the biggest sparkly eyes. His eyes just dance with. You know, he's just a fabulous guy, and he's so talented.
The funny thing is I'll dabble doing some cartoons once in a while, and we'll exchange, you know, he'll critique my drawings, and I wonder if other kids and their fathers talk about baseball and football. We talk about little balloons.
I like the one you had in the Herald Leader, by the way. He had a cartoon in the Herald Leader last week.
Remember, you kind of hit up the Nara.
Yep, racing school, and, just out here this morning getting on a few horses, and some of the students will give them weekends off and all that, so I come and fill in and get on the ones that are in training and all. But we have a good group this year. We had them all working Friday afternoon, and the guys here, I want to give a plug to the Thoroughbred Center because they actually went out and floated the track for our kids to go out there so they had a safe track and, you know, let them work their horses yesterday after training hours. So, and they all.
Now, you're using the lower track still?
Well, yesterday we were on the main track.
On the main track.
Yeah, after the training hours are over, we'll wait till everybody's off the track, and then we'll pay the outriders to stick around for a while and the ambulance crew in case something happens, and we have them go out there. And I tell you what, yesterday they all did a good job. They kept the horses, you know, going nice and straight, and they have a few riders in the bunch.
That's good.
We had
three of them on the show last week.
Oh, good, that's right.
Fun to talk to.
Yeah, and I think Chris had mentioned we're doing a race at Turfway on the 23rd. It's an apprentice only race, and it's also going to be a charity race to raise money to help feed our horses. the Horsemen and Turfway have been kind enough to donate their share of the paramutual takeout for that race.
Oh.
So we can put it all towards feed and bedding and all that. For us. Since we recycle a lot of the horses that the Horsemen had, it's a nice way of doing that.
So, yeah. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're affiliated with UK, isn't that it? Or is it the?
Well, no, we're with Bluegrass Community College.
Okay, Bluegrass Community College. Where is that located now?
They have they're based over on Cooper Drive.
Oh, yeah, okay. And right next to the stadium.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know where it is. Yeah. They used to call it something else.
LCC, yeah.
Years ago. What was it, LCC?
LCC years ago, and now their headquarters is at Cooper, but I work with the Leestown campus. They have a campus right there on Leestown Road. And also, but we kind of stay up here with our classrooms and stuff because we have to be near the horses and all. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've got all your
classrooms.
Your machines and things.
Right, the exercisers.
Well, the exercisers, whatever they call them.
Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah, we're good.
Well, I'm glad you stopped by.
Well, I appreciate it. Just want to come by and say hi.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Show.
Yeah.
Come by anytime.
Appreciate you listening.
Okay.
Yeah, you double my audience.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for having me. Appreciate
all right.
it.
All right. I hate to chase you, but I've got to do commercials. All right. Well, last Saturday, Gulfstream Orb, a 3-year Cobra Malibu Moon, won the Grade 2 $400,000 Final View Stakes. That same day at Law Moon Philly, 4-year-old daughter of Malibu Moon won the Maryland Racing Media Stakes. Bred by Stuart S. Janney III and in the fifth stables, trained by Suge McGahee, Orb missed the track record by just 2/5 of a second to defeat previously undefeated Grade 1 Stakes winner Violence, and he earned 50 points toward his quest for the Kentucky Derby. Moon Philly won the Nellie Moore Stakes at Laurel on January 26, won that by over 3 lengths, and the Maryland Racing Media Stakes by over 9 lengths. Now, Malibu Moon is also the sire of the 2013 Stakes winners Kawaii Katie, winner of the Grade 2 Forward Gal, and More Chocolate, winner of the Grade 2 La Canada. Malibu Moon, of course, stands at Spendthrift Farm, home also of Temple City, a Stakes winner and track record breaker by Dinah Former, Out of a Half Sister by Danzig, to Malibu Moon. Temple City's first foals are yearlings. Special pricing may be available. In fact, when you contact Spendthrift Farm, always inquire about special pricing and seeding and incentives. Now, the number over there is 859-294-0030. Ask for Ken Wilkins or Des Dempsey or Mark Tuthacker or Ned Toffee and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. All righty. Trying to find out where I am right now. I want to talk a little bit about a couple of wonderful products, Lubricin and Reborn. Reborn is the one I want to kind of bear down on because of the time of the year. It's foaling time. It's breeding season. Reborn is a 100% sterile, whole concentrated natural bovine colostrum. It's safe. It's easy to use. It's a dietary supplement for horses of all ages, but especially starting with foals because it strengthens the foal's immune system immensely while nursing on the mare because of its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies. And, well, actually, it supports immune functions in horses of all ages. But right now, you know, sometimes we run a little low on colostrum around here, and it would be a great supplement to that. And it, of course, provides a quicker recovery from physical challenges of horses of all ages. Reborn, it's Reborne. Now, you go to the website and check it out. It would be reborn.com. And y'all, you can buy it at KBC or Horse Sense. Horse Sense is down in Versailles. So look into that now. Lubricin is one of the products also developed by Dr. Steve Alday. And they're endorsed by owners, trainers, and vets all over. Some of the top trainers that use it, you know, Todd Pletcher, you've heard of him, I guess. Tony Dutro, Jerry Hollendorfer, Mike Maker, just to mention a few. So Lubricin, L-U-B-R-I-S-Y-N, you can take it yourself, too, for humans. They make it for humans. So check it out. Go to KBC or Horse Sense and check those two products out. Well, proven sire's Broken Vow and Sky Classic, and soon to be proven sire Cowboy Cal, stand at Pin Oak Stud, and the Broken Vow is the sire of 19 2012 stakes winners. He's a sire of two stakes winners already this year. He's also sired 5 2-year-olds weighted on the experimental, so it's going to be another outstanding year, as usual, for Broken Vow. Sky Classic has accomplished about all you could ask in a sire. He's sired 59 stakes winners and well over 100 stakes horses, including 6 champions. He's the sire, he's the sire of 17% stakes horses, and his starters earn an average of over 10 times his stud fee. Eclipse Award winner Sky Classic and Black Type Your Mare. Cowboy Cal won stakes at 2, first crop for 2-year-olds, and they're expected to come out running because his sire did. Then he went on at 3 and 4 to accumulate earnings of over $1 million. Won 5 graded stakes, placed in 5 more, 4 of them grade 1. He's by Giant's Causeway out of a daughter seeking a goal. Cowboy Cal has a sire pedigree. Broken Vow stands for 25,000 live foal, Sky Classic for 7,500 live foal, and Cowboy Cal for 7,500 live foal. Inquiries of Clifford Berry and Nancy Stevens to see the website at pinoakstud.com. Okay. All righty. Fritz Wiedemann has made the scene. If I can get him to stop talking to my wife over there, that's hard. She won't shut up, Fritz. I tell you, so you're in trouble.
Well, you got to buy her a phone that works.
Well, what's the matter with?
I get one of those good phones in May.
Oh, that. Like that?
She was asking about my iPhone.
Oh, okay. I see. Well, that one was given to her for crying out loud.
Yeah.
You know, so the price was right.
I've got to get a free one in May.
Yeah.
We were talking about iPhones, iPads, and Samsung Galaxies. I mean, she was just asking questions.
Oh, okay.
How you been?
Been real good, Fritz. I haven't seen you in a while.
Well, we shifted a little bit. Last time I talked to you, I was on the NTRA Breeders' Cup side, primarily the NTRA, and got hired away by the Daily Racing Form. So.
Two great outfits.
I'm on my 4th year. Hard to believe.
It's hard to believe you've been there 4 years. How long ago when we met now? It was back of...
Well, I got here in 2003. I'm now 10 years here in Lexington. So probably right around 2004 is when Keith Chamlin, you know Keith.
Yeah.
I came out here to work with Keith. And Keith put the radio package together with you. And then whatever you asked me to come on out and talk, we did. We talked about the things we were doing at the NTRA and the legislative stuff and the John Deere programs and stuff that we know are relevant to this industry here in Central Kentucky. And
great programs. They're still doing that, aren't they?
Great programs. They're still doing it, and they've got they still got the 2 signature pieces, the NHC, which the National Handicapping Championship, which Keith runs.
Yeah,
which just concluded. I don't know, 14th year, which was spectacular. The grand prize winner this year walked away with another $750,000. So it's really
it's
a phenomenal handicapping championship. And the championship's held in Vegas each year, and of course the Eclipse Awards. But the Eclipse Awards has turned into a nice partnership. We're the title sponsor, the Daily Racing Form is, but we're working hand in hand with the NTRA, and also now the Breeders' Cup has come into the equation. So it's worked out real well. And this year they went to Gulfstream, and with Stronach wanting it down there, and the Eclipse Awards were a huge success down there. I can tell you going in, it was very rare when I was there that we actually got the place sold out prior to the event. This year they had a place sold out prior to even going down there, which is huge. So it was greatly received by the horse industry, and the Stronach group did an outstanding job. They had events that led up to it almost every single day leading into Saturday, such as they had a golf tournament that sold out on Tuesday. They had, of course, they used their casino. They did like a poker tournament, a slots tournament. This year, the Friday night party leading in to the Eclipse Awards, they actually had it out in the paddock, out in the walking ring. And they had a spectacular show and all kinds of stuff going on, and they allowed the public to also be a part of it. They're all outside the ring and stuff, and it was huge. So Keith and everybody's to be commended with the Stronach group and stuff. I heard it went very, very well.
Well, that's my good friends over at Adena Springs.
Yeah.
Good people.
Eric and company.
Eric and those people have done so much since they moved to Bourbon County. They built up a football state field and they're good neighbors.
Yeah, they're very involved with the YMCA as well. They have a big event with them, and we've helped.
I know. Yeah,
we've helped Eric and his wife Deborah with that, and just minor. But when everybody comes together, everybody wins, as you know.
Yeah,
and,
good people.
Great place out there too, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
All right. Well, you now you're with a racing form. You know, many moons ago, I used to be with a racing form.
I know. I have a gentleman in my office that appears a couple times a week in
Logan.
Logan Daly.
Oh, I love Logan.
Yeah, he's a great man.
Yes, absolutely.
I was talking to him the other day. I said, it's just fun to sit down with him, and you've got it too. But just to talk about history, you know, you sit there and, you know, I would ask him, you know, Logan, during your time, you know, who's the greatest horse you've ever seen run? Well, naturally, he's going to say Secretariat and stuff. But it's just great to he's a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, and it's he's a blessing to be around. He's a
I met Logan when he was working for the old
Thoroughbred
Thoroughbred Record. Yeah. Out on Broadway. And they had made me I was the head of the Kentucky Bureau at that time. And I needed somebody to come in and help me, and I hired Logan. And the best move I ever made. You know, he was such a nice person to be around.
Yeah.
Very knowledgeable, great reporter. Just like his father, you know, his father was a dean of political reporters in this state.
Didn't know that.
Oh, I went to his funeral down in Frankfort, and there was governors and ex-governors, and everybody was there. They named a bridge farm down in Covington, Ohio, over there. Clay Wade Bailey Bridge, and he was a fine gentleman.
Yeah,
they say he could read upside down, you know, and go into somebody's desk, you know, and he could read that upside down. The story was that he could read it, you know.
Well, he left it. He trained his son well, because Logan is something else.
Oh, yeah. You know. I'm very fond. Does he still come in every now? I've got to call him. I usually check up on with him every now and then.
Well, I give you a little surprise. You know, you probably know his daughter, Robin. And,
yeah.
She moved out to Phoenix, and she just got engaged.
Well, good.
So they're going to have a wedding here on the horizon, and I think the family is thrilled.
I'll have to talk to
her. You know, Robin still works for us, but now she works out of Phoenix, and she does. Yeah. She kind of orders all of our office supplies, and she does a lot of the advertising tear sheets and stuff. So she's still pretty busy with us. And, you know, Logan, like I said, still does work for us. And I think I don't know for a fact, but I believe the editorial out of New York, every now and then when they need some historical thing, they send Logan over to the library, because, you know, everything's over at the Keeneland Library now.
Yeah, he knows where it is.
He'll run over and grab it. And,
if he needs it.
And help us out. So, Logan is around.
And, yeah.
So did you work ever for the forum then, or no?
Oh, yeah, I was with the Daily Racing.
So then you guys had the offices at Keeneland.
Yes, we had three. You know, when you go in the big clubhouse room there, and,
yep,
you turn to the left, you walk down that long corridor.
Uh-huh.
It, of course, used to be stalls.
Yeah.
You know, when Keene built it. And we had three rooms down there, three stalls.
They put you in a stall.
And the rent was stall rent. That's what they charged. Three stuff for three stalls.
How long were you there for?
15 years.
Not a bad place to be, is it?
It was wonderful. Mickey McGuire, I don't know if you ever remember over to Mickey. He was a grand old gentleman, old racetracker, recovering alcoholic. Hadn't had a drink when I met him there, I guess, in 30 years.
Right.
And but he talked about it all the time. He says, talk about taking chart down at Ellis Park, and says, you know, I can't remember that meet at all.
Yeah.
Oh. And then going in for a cure, and they put me in there, and he said, put me in the hospital there, and he said, you know, says, all the nurses and everything, they were bootlegging. But he straightened up and wrote a column there and everything. And when I first went there, it was just Mickey and I.
Right.
And then they hired me mostly to do the advertising, and it started to grow, and I needed help. And when we got a secretary, Mickey retired. And,
right.
So, you know, but I was there for 15 years here. Let me take a little break here.
Sure.
I want to talk to you a little bit more about what's coming up on the racing form. Well, Proven Sires, I just did that. Indian Charlie sired the winners of four Eclipse Awards, a champion two-year-old filly, a champion female sprinter, a champion older female, and a champion two-year-old colt. That was Uncle Mo. Uncle Mo was dominant at two, winning his first start by over 14 lengths at Saratoga, getting the 6 furlongs and 109-1. Won the Grade 1 Champagne Stakes by nearly 5, 1 mile and 134-2, and the Grade 1 $2 million Breeders' Cup Juvenile by 4 1/4 length with a 108 buyer. At 3, in a year compromised by illness, he flashed greatness by sprinting a mile in 133-4, to take the grade two Kelso, recorded a 118 buyer, and he won the timely rider, was second by Knowles in the grade one King's Bishop and third in the Wood. He earned over $1,606,000. He recorded the highest buyer speed figures of his generation at two and again at three. Uncle Mo's first foals are arriving this year, and like their sire, they're superior individuals. He stands for $35,000 when the foal stands in nurses at Ashford Stud. Call the farm at 859-873-7088 and see the website at coolmore.com.
WLXG Lexington, ESPN Sports Radio 1300, Central Kentucky's only Toyota Express Maintenance Center.
Toyota Nicholasville, what price they'll cost.
Well, proud citizens on his way to another banner year. Mark Valesky, winner last year of the Grade 2 Peter Pan at Belmont, returned to the winner's circle in the Grade 3 $150,000 mineshaft at the fairgrounds last Saturday, just days following Believe You Can's stunning 10-length score in the Tiffany Last Stakes at the fairgrounds. Waiting in the wings went the day well. Winner last year of the Grade 3 Spiral in a game fourth in the Kentucky Derby. Mark Valesky's mineshaft score boosted his earnings to over $540,000. Believe You Can, the second winner of the classic Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks sired by Proud Citizen, has earned more than $1,149,000. Went the day well has earned over $415,000. Proud Citizen in 2012 sired 12 stakes winners, five of them graded stakes winners, and with runners like Mark Valesky, Believe You Can, and Went the Day Well, plus the fact that his best bred crop to date are three-year-olds, bodes well for the future. Proud Citizen, $15,000 live foal of Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your day, are your key to racing profits.
Run that body one more time. Tell me how you never cheat on me.
Well, I'm talking to Fritz Wiedemann with the Daily Racing Form, and one of the things that I suggested, I'm going to tell you this now, Fritz, many, many moons ago, was that they put in a supplement pertaining to breeding and stop depending on Mickey and I and Logan to write in the columns, you know, out of the bluegrass, but, you know, put them in there because, you know, at that time, the Racing Form controlled all the statistics.
Yep.
They had everything. And but now I understand you're going to do it.
Your dream's going to come true. Just took a little longer than you thought. It also took a little longer than I thought. I mean, when I came on board 4 years ago, it was one of the things that I mentioned as a newbie to the company that they needed to take a look to expand. You know, Glennie is fantastic, and you know, she's now at the time was really the only rider that we had doing all this stuff. And but I thought that we should really expand and.
Glennie's a good rider.
Oh, she's very good. She's really good. But I mean, like I said, we let go of one of our riders in California and some other regions. I don't know if it was Florida, you know, when we had all the breeding covers that we had.
Yeah.
But now we're bringing it back. And, you know, we brought Mark Simon on board. And Mark is, you know, Thoroughbred Times, and he's brought a staff over. And we are getting ready to launch DRF breeding at the Daily Racing Form. Now, we've done kind of a soft launch. If you go to DRF.com and go to the very far right of the toolbar, you'll see a drop-down called breeding. And we've got some things on the website. But I will tell you officially, we're going to have a launch party coming up here on March 12th and 13th. And we're going to be showing the industry what we have. The three components are the .com, so drfbreeding.com. We're coming out with the DRF breeding supplement. You know, on the Saturday form, when you get the Saturday form, you get the DRF weekend, that centerpiece.
Yeah.
Well, now there's going to be one just devoted to breeding on Sundays.
Oh,
so
good.
Back in the day when you were working for the form, if I remember correctly, Sunday's form used to be more of the breeding form. Used to have all the breeding coverage.
Yeah.
So we're bringing that back. So you'll see the first supplement that goes in there, like the DRF weekend, will be on Sunday, March 10th.
Sunday the 10th.
Yeah, now we've already been covering, have already expanded our breeding. We've already had a bunch of stories going into DRF weekend and so forth. But now we're going to go off, let that group go off on their own, and it's going to be on Sundays. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, the third and final component right now is going to be the newsletter. We're going to have a electronic newsletter. Right now we have one that's geared more towards the racing, which is called the Morning Line.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you get that, but you can sign up for it and just go online. It's real quick. You just leave your email address, and you'll get the Morning Line every single day. It kind of prepares you for all the big races coming up daily and so forth. We have a race of the day and stuff like that. Well, now we're going to come out with one for the breeding industry. And that's going to launch. The first one is going to be on Tuesday, March 12th. And the plan is we're going to have one every Tuesday and every Friday to start with. And then we'll slowly build the newsletter up where, you know, it's going to be 5 days a week or whatever it is.
Now, what kind of material are you going to cover there?
Well, I think we're going to cover, you know, major breeding stories, you know, that need to be covered, that, you know, they've been covered, but not on a daily basis. I think you're going to see some cover that's expanded. I mean, the goal, I think, is to have, you know, 3, 4, maybe 5 articles written each day. In the past, you know, that hasn't happened. But if you go to our site right now online, we have a segment, you know, a section called DRF Breeding. We have a section called DRF Sales. That's where a lot of the major editorial content is going to be. You're going to see segments like who's hot and who's not.
Yeah.
You know, which we do on the racing side, but you'll see some of that with what's going on in the breeding industry. You're going to see a spotlight of a stallion, per day. We're going to follow certain stallions.
A breeder.
Yeah. We're getting ready to do a freshman sire contest. We actually just put that up this week. There's a little contest.
That's a hangover from the old Thoroughbred time.
Yeah. So Mark's bringing some of the things over. But I think it's very important to tell everybody we're going to walk before we run. But I believe in the long run, this is the step that needs to be done. My boss, Jeff Birch, out of New York, he came on board 8 years ago, and he knew it right away that he needed it. And so it's taken 8 years for him to get this off the ground. And it just, you know, it worked out from the standpoint. The Thoroughbred Times went the way it did, and we got a chance to get Mark. You know Mark, I'm sure, very well.
Oh, I've known Mark for years. He's a nice guy and very competent.
Yeah.
Did you hire Mary, too, because what a great writer she is.
Well, she's won Eclipse Award, too.
I know.
Yeah, no, she's going to be involved, and she's going to be doing a segment that's kind of interesting, and I just thought I'd touch on it real quick here.
Go ahead.
She's going to have a segment called Catching Up With.
Okay.
So on March 10th, we're going to be catching up with Stormcat, 30th birthday.
Yeah.
So she's going to do a little segment. She went out there this week and met Stormcat and, you know, went over to the farm and did a bunch of things. She's going to write a spectacular article on that. And so she's going to, you know, pull back some stories that, you know.
I love that history section that she used to do in the Thoroughbred Times.
Well, that's what she's going to do. So
we're going to continue that kind of.
She's going to continue to write that type of stuff for us. Yeah. You know, I mean, why wouldn't Mark do that if she's, you know, the history buff that she is. It's exciting. You know, it's new for me because I've always been on the racing side, but you know, being here in Central Kentucky, I know how important the breeding side is, and I knew that right away when I got on here and told, you know, I think management realizes it. This is exciting for us. And like I said,
I see you wearing a Dunbar shirt. You got a kid going to Dunbar?
Two
of them, huh?
Got to go to my daughter's dancing today or at LCA. They got to dance with like 80 teams, and they're getting ready to go to Nationals.
Oh, is that right?
So they head down mid-March down to Orlando, and we'll be in Nationals. They're a very successful dance team. I'm very proud of her. Miss Teresa Champ has just done a great job with these girls, and so we'll do that. And then my son's on the varsity baseball team, so he just made the team. He's got 2 years, junior and senior, and I'm very proud of him. Last year was a tough year for him. He blew out a shoulder. So he's coming back from labrum surgery, and he made the team, done all the rehab. And so now we'll see what he can do.
What position does he play?
They typically have him in the outfield. He's a center fielder, but they move him around, left field and right field. Just depends. I think right now he told me he's been practicing in left field, you know, which is nice to have that glove on the foul, foul line. He just turned 17.
17.
Bottom of car.
Back. Oh my!
You've done that before, haven't you?
I've been there and done that. I've got grandchildren doing it now.
Yeah, he just turned 17, and you know how it is running these kids all over the place. It just made all the sense in the world to get him a car so he can do it, and it helps out though because he can run my daughter around as well, and they're both at the same school, and it helps out.
I got two grandchildren going to Lafayette.
Yeah,
one of them is. Was a flag girl, you know?
Uh-huh, yes.
And they went to Pasadena.
Tournament of Roses.
Yeah, she got to be in that.
That's one of the greatest parades. That's my home. You know, I'm from Arcadia, so.
Oh, are you?
Pasadena's
right. You're from
right
Santa Anita.
Yeah, right. I live right across from it. My mom's still there today.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I bet you like to visit during the winter months.
we went out this year.
But believe it or not,
you know, I'm in the industry. You're in the industry, and I didn't even go to opening day. You know, when I grew up as a kid, the thing that you got under the tree every day was the racing form, because on Christmas night you needed to prepare for opening day at Santa Anita. So yeah, I kind of missed that, but you had to have the form on Christmas. That was the big deal.
Well, no wonder you got into the business there.
Well, my folks ran horses. They ran horses on the circuit in Southern California in the 70s.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, my entire family did not stay in the industry. I did. I guess I was the stupid one, but no, just kidding.
Got to get right back to you.
Sure.
Well, February 23 at Gulfstream Park, the great $250,000 Canadian Turf Stakes was won by Data Link. Five-year-old son of Warfront, bred by Stuart S. Janney III and trained by Shug McGahee. Canadian Turf was Data Link's first start since he won the Grade 2 Citation last November. It was his fourth graded stakes win. Earlier, he had won the Grade 1 Maker's Mark 46 Mile at Keeneland and the Grade 2 Monmouth Handicap. Four graded stakes at four different tracks. He's earned a little over $763,000. Warfront, also the sire of the 2013 Stakes winner Snowfall, winner of the Pasiana Stakes at Santa Anita, and he sired 11 Stakes winners last year, five of them graded Stakes winners, two grade one. That's why his 2012 sales yearling sold for an average of over $231,000. Weanling sold for an average of over $237,000. Son of the great Danzig, Warfront, $80,000 doing a full stance in nurses at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams and see the website at Claiborne Farm.
Here are two names to remember in the horse business, the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek. The Clay Ward Agency, founded in 1931 by James Clay Ward, has been providing the finest in equine insurance for some 80 years. Success was based on hard work, dedication, attention to detail, great service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business. Quality still carried on today. Whatever your insurance needs, if it pertains to the thoroughbred, the professionals at the Clay Ward Agency are positioned to supply the best coverage at the best price available. Give Shaq Parrish, Bruce Isaacs, or John Hess a call, 987-1861, or stop by the office at 1102 Main Street in Parrish. Ask about the services available also at Indian Creek, where many of the major stakes winners both here and abroad first saw the light of day. Indian Creek has raised, boarded, and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds, and the Clay Ward Agency has insured many of the world's finest thoroughbreds. Indian Creek and the Clay Ward Agency, that's a winning combination.
Well, the first foals by No Biz Like Showbiz raced at two last year. 24 starters, 17 have won a place, 10 winners, including three to place in stakes. Most recent black type earner is Let Me Entertain You. She placed in the $100,000 Busher Stakes at Aqueduct following her six-length win in the maiden special, also at Aqueduct. So No Biz Like Showbiz is siring runners that pick up checks with regularity, and that should come as no surprise. After he broke his maiden by over 10 lengths at Belmont at two, he competed in 12 straight graded stakes, winning six, placing in three more. He won the Grade 1 Wood Memorial, the Grade 2 Remsen, and the Grade 3 Holy Bull on dirt. He won three graded stakes on grass. He could and did run on anything, and he earned over $1,544,000. If you want a runner, take a close look at No Biz Like Showbiz. Stands at Crestwood Farm, $5,000 live fold. Crestwood's also the home of Channel, Country Day, Get Stormy, Mutata, Taste of Paradise, Tis Deja Vu. Inquiries to Pope McLean and see the website, crestwoodfarm.com. I'm talking to Fritz Wiedemann with the Daily Racing Form. You, that's Mr. Matt Howard coming in. Anyway, Santa Anita there. So you saw some pretty good racing right there.
Well, Mike, the greatest horse I've ever seen race is Spectacular Bid. Spectacular Bid was just unbelievable. We got his four-year-old campaign out there, so... You know, it was ridiculous. You had the poor Flying Paster was born the wrong year.
Yeah.
But, you know, Shoemaker, you know, got on Bid, and I don't think I ever really got a chance to see him run. It was just a workout every time he ran.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And to do 7 furlongs and 20 and change was just unheard of back then. But,
oh my Lord. Yeah.
You know, he was, for me to watch, he was the greatest horse ever. But I mean, I grew up with John Henry. You know, Lord at War.
A good stud horse he turned out.
When you get the chance of
Peter Perkins,
Bobby Frankel when he was young, so got all Bobby Frankel working his way up. But Charlie Whittingham was unbelievable. I mean,
everybody says that.
You know the stories of Charlie. And see, I used to work at a convenience store across the street from the track in high school, and you know everybody came in and bought the form, and Charlie would come in every day, buy his form, bring his German Shepherd in. He always has a German Shepherd everywhere, and you know the short story of all this is that his granddaughter later on down the road was best friends with my sister.
Is that right?
Yeah. So yeah, my sister and Alona, what was her name, just super gal. And so Charlie was a little closer to the family than I thought. But, yeah, he was really, really a good guy. And of course, you know, a lot of those trainers were, you know, back in the day, the Dick Mandelas of the world, you know. I actually coached Dick Mandela's son in baseball.
Is that right?
Gary, you know, yeah. Gary was just a little kid. Now he's like 6'5", and it's a small world. But it's, you know, the industry. It's a great industry, and I'm glad I'm here. And there's a lot of good people. A lot of good people.
You like living in Kentucky?
Enjoy it. I do enjoy it. You know, it's
a little different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's different. I mean, you go from what 23, 24 million in L.A. to about 300,000 in Fayette County. It's a little smaller. Yeah. But
well, I got out of Fayette County, so that's
no, you know, it's a great place to raise kids. You know, I think so. The schools. I'm a public school fan. I like Dunbar. I think Dunbar's a fine school. You know, do you go private or do you go public? I prefer public. But you know, I'm truly blessed with two great kids, and they like it here. And you know, that speaks volumes. If they're happy, and that's what you try to do. You try to raise them in a proper environment. And,
yeah, exactly.
You know, Los Angeles is a tough place to raise kids. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I bet.
Especially
it is.
With the changes now. So. Yeah. But no, and it's been good. It's been good. So yeah. Meeting good people like you.
Well, thank you. But, you know, it's funny, you said the best horse you ever saw was at Santa Anita.
And that also includes Affirmed. Remember Affirmed when the Santa Anita Derby?
I know.
So, I mean, I saw Affirmed. I mean, I saw some really, really, really good horses. I mean, Seattle Slough came out in 77 after the Triple Crown and got beat at Hollywood Park by J.O. Tobin. So, I mean, I saw those races and so forth.
Yeah.
But just pure brilliance. And like I said, I don't ever think we really got to see the horse. I mean, Shoemaker never let the horse go.
Yeah.
Never let the horse go, you know.
So. Best horse I ever saw race was there.
Who?
Swaps.
Yeah, Swaps was early 70s, right?
Oh, no. Swaps was
mid-50s. Yeah, yeah. No, I was thinking. Yeah,
I went to, I was at Santa Anita. I went out there and I saw him.
And then in the 60s, did you ever see
I
Native?
I saw him set a new world record.
Did you see Native Diver?
Hollywood Park.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Yeah. No, I didn't see Native Diver. I don't remember.
Just Native.
I was out there. See the champion sprinter out there that year was a horse named, was it Bursim?
6 years.
But anyway, I got to see Mr. Gus and I saw Swaps when, I forget what race it was, but he set a new world record going a mile on 16th.
Right.
With Shoemaker.
Weren't they all a Shoemaker back then?
Yeah. Yeah, and like you say, he didn't let him run. In fact, he got him beat one time out there, but he was so overconfident he got him beat. Do you remember reading about that?
No, I don't.
No. Ask Logan, he'll tell you.
Well, the other thing that I was, you know, was just incredible to watch in my day there was the jockey calling.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I got Pinkai, I had McCarran, Gary Stevens, Delahousie. I mean, you just go right down the list. I mean, it was, you know, it was just an incredible jockey county. And, you know, Chris is a good friend. Chris is out here sometimes with you. But
He was on last week.
Yeah, Chris is just a super,
he's
super
got,
guy.
Of course, he's got his school over there.
Yeah, correct.
I asked him once who thought the best rider he ever rode against. He said, without question, Pinkai.
Pinkai's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. One of the just... it's a shame that how it, you know, his neck injury and everything that happened at the end, but he.
Well, hell, how many years have been riding?
Yeah, no, he a long time.
Yeah.
He was something else. When he came in there and you know, Shoe was getting older, you know, getting ready to go, but him, Pinkai, Delahousie, Gary Stevens. I mean, Stevens was just phenomenal, unbelievable to watch him ride. And of course, he's picking right back up where he left off, you know.
Yeah.
So but no, it's been good, and of course. I'm pro West, so I get to see. I always tell people that the West horses come out here and they do pretty well when they run.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't get a lot of East horses coming out our way. A lot of them don't want to come out our way. They're starting to, but not back in my day when I was a kid, they never would come out. Not very often.
Calumet was going out there in the 40s.
No,
in the 50s.
Yeah, but you didn't see much. Not during my 70s and 80s when I was growing up as a kid. I didn't see a lot of that, you know.
Yeah.
But who do you like in the handicap today?
Oh, game on, dude.
Game on, dude.
I like that horse.
I want to see what Ron the Greek does. I know he's second choice. I don't like playing short price, but I want to see what Bill does here in this race. I bet he goes up a little close.
Yeah.
Doesn't fall back. I bet he gets pretty close. Yeah, game on, dudes would be tough. Speed favoring track.
He's well named.
Very well. Well, you throw out the Breeders' Cup race. That was kind of unfortunate.
Yeah.
It's racing.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
I won't have to let you go. I appreciate you stopping by. One more time about the race. When are you coming out with this?
March 10th. March 10th will be the launch of GF Breeding in the Sunday edition. And one of the main stories that Mary Simon is going to write is catching up with, and it's going to be a storm cat. And we'll be reaching out to some of the farms that they want to do some advertising.
That's
to,
what I was going to say.
To celebrate storm cat.
It's not too late.
Absolutely not.
For advertising.
No, it is not.
Got to get that in there. That's Ursula's forte.
No, we're in good shape on that. We'll take care of that. And if anyone has any questions, they can email me or call the form, and we'll get something in there for Stormcat. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you.
I'm looking forward to it, Fritz.
Thank you.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you guys. You look great.
Come by anytime.
We'll do.
You know, just stop by if something that you want to talk about or something like that. You know, we're open for business every Saturday. Although next Saturday we're on early, 9 to 11 on because of basketball. But
you get pushed around because of basketball?
Yeah, I get pushed around.
Imagine. Don't figure.
Only in UK.
Great to see you.
Good to see you, my friend. Come back.
We'll do.
All righty. Well, First Defense, fee 7,500 live foal and mizzen mast, 15,000 live foal. Proven sires of graded stakes winners. Standard Judmont Farm. The young First Defense, his first foal was raced to two last year. He sired Group 3 stakes winner and Group 2 placed Dun Dunale. He was fourth of 14 in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. Ran a heck of a race. Plus such up-and-coming runners as Close Hatches, and earner of a Rising Star label from the Thoroughbred Daily News after an eye-catching 7-length score at Gulfstream. And recent horses to watch maiden winner specials like Night Warden and Fire Guard. Grade 1 Stakes winner First Defense is Bow and Bridal Song out of Grade 1 Stakes winner Honest Lady, a half-sister by Seattle Slough, to the Top Sires Empire Maker in Chester House out of Broodmare of the Year True Sod. It's a great family. It's a sire family. Mizzen Mast has sired 5 Grade 1 Stakes winners, including the winners of 2 $1 million Breeders' Cup races last fall. Ms. Direction, Flotilla. Ms. Direction, the best sprinter on grass on the West Coast, has won the Grade 2 Buena Vista and the Grade 2 Monrovia already this year. First Defense and Mizzen Mast, proven sires. Inquiries of Garrett O'Rourke, Aaron Fry, and see the website at judmont.com. Well, runners bred by Bird and C. Jones and raised at Airdrie Stud won 2 graded stakes last Saturday at the fairgrounds. Mark Valesky, bred and owned by Mr. Jones and sired by the home stallion Proud Citizen, won the Grade 3 $150,000 mine shaft. 2 races later, I've Struck a Nerve won the Grade 2 $400,000 Risen Star. Then on Sunday, Countess Curlin, bred and owned by Stone Street Thoroughbreds Holding, won the Island Fashion Stakes. Congratulations from everyone at McCauley Brothers, the first feed mill in the nation to produce products exclusively for the horse. The folks at McCauley's are keeping a sharp watch on the races leading up to the Kentucky Derby, especially the list of Steve Haskins' Derby Dozen, run weekly in the Blood Horse magazine. Through March 2nd, 7 of the 12 of those Derby Dozen were raised on McCauley Brothers products. 7 out of them, 12. So McCauley's is proud to be associated with such outstanding farms as Airdrie and Stone Street, and they'd be delighted to add you to their list of winners. Just call Mike Warren or David Longmire, 873-3333, stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles, where you're always welcome at McCauley Brothers, where it's all about the horse. The War Horse Place is the home for 3 promising young sire prospects, Midas Touch, Mythical Power, Santiva. Midas Touch, son of the great Galileo, topped the Irish 3 handicap at 3. He won the Group 2 Derby trial and ran second by nose to Eclipse Award winner Cape Blanco. Of course, he's also by Galileo in the Group 1 Irish Derby. Now, Midas Touch went on to place in Grade 1 stakes in England and in Australia. He retired with earnings of right at $800,000. He stands for $10,000 live foal. Mythical Power won 2 graded stakes, ran second in the Grade 1 Woodward. Shipped in to beat Kentucky Derby winner Mind That Bird in the Sunland Derby. Placed in the Grade 2 San Carlos. Spent 7 furlongs in a brilliant 120 flat. And he earned over $821,000. He's by the $3 million earner Congaree, who has sired 10 stakes winners in his first 2 crops. He's got 2 this year, incidentally. The Grade 2 San Gabriel winner was by Congaree. Santivo is never out of the money at 2. He won the Grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes, was second in the Grade 1 Breeders' Futurity. He's by 3 times champion sire Giants Causeway. Both Mythical Power and Santivo stand for 7,500 live foal. Inquiries to Jerry Assinger, 859-509-0053. or Dana Asinger, 509-3157. Go to the website, warhorseplace.com, and check those phone numbers, and be sure to ask about breeding incentives available to these three fine prospects.
Sally Van Services have been in business for more than 60 years, and during that Tally Van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than half a century, Sally Van's has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
I got the horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says if the weather is clear, can do.
All right, I've got my good friend Steve Moody with me here today, and that was a good appropriate lead into that. Got the horse right here. You got the horse that's going to win the black gold and that other stake down there today, Steve?
Yeah, we'll see if we can't come up with something, Ursel. Two stakes today. As you said, the black gold stakes is a sixth race. Seven and a half furlongs on the turf for three-year-olds. Of course, black gold, the 1924 Kentucky Derby winner, if I remember right. And also won the Louisiana Derby, which is, I guess, why they're running it in his honor today. He's buried it in the infield at the fairgrounds. And short fields of, seven that were drawn has been one scratch. The three-horse Whiskey Bravo been scratched, listed as soft here today, but at least they're going to run on the turf. So, thankful for small favors, I suppose. And I like the bottom horse in here, Ursel, the seven Up with the Birds. It's a a lightly raced colt by Stormy Atlantic. It's improved each time out. And last time he ran was in the Coronation Futurity at Woodbine. That was about less than 4 months ago. But the horse has been working well for his return to the races. And pedigree-wise, looks like that he can handle the turf. The soft turf, I guess, is a bit of an unknown, but I wouldn't be surprised if he could handle it. He likes to come from off the pace, and I think he'll settle in a pretty good spot here, probably be laying third or fourth early part of it, and then look to run down the leader's stretch run. Sean Bridgmahan has the mount for trainer Malcolm Pierce. And we're going to give him a slight edge over the four-horse Animal Style. This one trained by Mike Maker and has the leading rider, Rosie Naprobnikon. This one added blinkers a couple of races back and has won two straight. Both of those were sprint races. But it looks like that he can handle the extra distance today out to seven and a half furlongs. And I think he'll be right there. He figures to show off those two sprints, figure to show speed. I think he's going to be up close from the start. And then the six-horse Skylander, another sprinter that's stretching out for Wesley Ward. I think Skylander and Animal Style, maybe along with the two-horse Favorite Uncle, will be the early pace setters. And then I'm looking for up with the Birds to run by them late. So we're going to go seven, 4-6 in the Black Gold Stakes.
7-4-6. All right. What about the Lacombe Memorial?
All right, in the Lacombe, we've got 13 drawn there, but there are a couple scratches. The 7, Cheetah Pants is out, and the 10, Estonia. The 11, Divine Happiness, and the 13, Seeking Luck. So we've got four scratches, a field of 9. going in there. I think the Al Stahl trained filly Magical Moon. I think she's was the one to beat in here. She was easy winner in her only turf start. That was back in the summer at Saratoga. She came off of that race and they ran her up at Keeneland in the Alcibiades. And ran pretty well in there, finished third. Obviously, that's a grade one stake. And she was given some time off after that race. Came back and made her first start this year. Pretty good effort in a 6-furlong sprint on the dirt. And I think she'll, you know, probably needed that race. And back on the turf today where she's shown that she likes it. And I'm going to give her look for her to get the job done going back onto the turf. My second choice was the Divine Happiness, but she is out, so we'll go to the 8 horse Overheard. It's filly by Macho Uno, who's been making steady progress for Malcolm Pierce. James Graham has got the mount in here, and this horse she continues to improve as she has been. I think she'll be right in the thick of it. She'll be running from off the pace in here. I think she'll be battling with them at the end. The three horse Gator Zone is a sprinter that's stretching out today. I think that she'll be among looks like now with one of the sprinters out, well, actually two of them out, you know, she could get out there and be under a little quite a bit less pressure than she maybe would have been otherwise. And it wouldn't shock me if she were to hang on here and get part of it. So in the Lacombe Memorial, we're gonna go with the with the Al Stahl horse, Magical Moon, 5-8-3.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Two winners in one day. My cup runneth over. It's been Steve Moody with he's with Briss. That's Bloodstock Research and Information Service. Go to brissnet.com. And you can pick up that handicapper sheet and give you more winners than that from down at the fairgrounds. Puts one out every day. Steve, thanks a million. Talk to you next week.
All right, Ursula.
Well, a solid 10% of starters from the first two crops by Invisor have earned black type. That includes two this year. Austinus is placed in two stakes at the fairgrounds. And Tuchaco is stakes placed at Tampa Bay. Invisor is standing for a fee of $4,000 life old and nowhere. Nowhere. Will you find a competitor of Invisor's class standing for such a reasonable fee, especially one that is sighing 10% black type horses from starters? Horse of the Year Invisor, a horse of the year not only in the USA, but in native South America, earned over $7,804,000. After he won the Breeders' Cup Classic and 4 Grade 1 stakes at 4, he was named Horse of the World. Following year, he won the Grade 1 Dubai World Cup and the Grade 1 Don and was once again rated number one in the world at the time of his retirement. Invisor stands at Shadwell Farm, home also of Albertus Maximus, De Hare, Interdub, Jazzle, and Mustin Farr. Inquiries to stand manager Ken Barnes and see the website, shadwellfarm.com. Want to talk about my friends over at Kesmark. That's Kesmarc. And if you want to know more about Kesmark, go to kesmark.com, Kesmarc.com. It's a facility over on the Shannon Run Road. You go out the Versailles Road, Lexington Road. You go to the castle and look to your left, and you'll see the Shannon Run Road. It turns off to your left. Go up there about a quarter of a mile, and there's Kesmark, and it's an outstanding facility. They've treated so many horses in there. They treat horses that are just seriously injured. to some that just need a little refreshing. And boy, I'll tell you, the top class horses that are going through there, their list goes on and on and on. Sprightstown went through there, was champion sprinter, Eclipse Award winner, top sire. He was there at one time. So was Einstein. How much money did he win? Right at $3 million. Badger Silver and Colonel John. The list of top class horses that have been to Kismark one time in their career just keeps on going on and on and on. And that's because they have tools at their disposal to benefit the horse you just can't find anywhere else in Kentucky. And a staff that's well schooled in the use of those tools. They've got first class help out there. And another important factor, at least it would be to me, is that the rates are extremely reasonable. And the area veterinarians use the Kismark facilities extensively. In fact, they say that every horse that comes in there has got his own vet. So you go out there long enough, you meet about every vet in central Kentucky and some from away from here as far as that goes. And like I say, they've got all kinds of things to treat horses. I was really impressed by the cold saltwater spa. And when I say cold, I mean 35 degrees. And they use that to rapidly reduce swelling and inflammation of the limbs. And there's also an aqua tread and a swimming pool, a freestyle walker, indoor walker, just everything you can think of right there that a horse needs, including the finest care available anywhere. That's Kismark, K-E-S-M-A-R-C. The number out there is 873-9955. Kesmark.com is the website, KESMARC.com. Well, Candy Ride ran a mile in 131 and in 132 in grade one stakes in Argentina. Can I say that again? He ran a mile in 131. Good God, Gertrude. And was named champion miler down there. I bet he was. Then he came to this country and won the grade one Pacific Classic, going a mile and a quarter in 159. He ran a mile and an eighth in 146-1 the day he won the American Handicap. He retired to stud where he sired seven grade one stakes winners. Sidney's Candy inherited his sire speed, stamina, and grade one class. He won the 9 furlongs grade one Santa Anita Derby and 4 other greatest stakes at 3. He set a new track record as a 2-year-old at Del Mar, going 5.5 furlongs in 102-3. Set a new course record in the grade two La Jolla Mile, in a 16th, going to 139-3. Set a new track record on the dirt in the grade three Sir Beaufort Stakes, going a mile in 133-3. Candy Ride ran about as fast as horses run. And the same can be said of his son, Sidney's Candy. Candy Ride stands for a fee of $40,000. Sidney's Candy, $15,000 doing a full stanza nurses. First foal to do this year stands at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Jerry Duffy. Leanna Packard, a chance team, and see the website at Windstar Farm. .com. All righty. I want to take care of my good friend David Schweitzer. He likes us to talk about the Breeders of Kentucky Bred Stakes winners over the previous weekend. This Kentucky Thoroughbred Association in Toba bring this to you. Their compliments, the Risen Star down at the fairgrounds. I've struck a nerve. Bradbury Brereton, C. Jones, and what did this horse pay? Lord of mercy, should be in the store here somewhere. $200 and some odd. And I asked Brer if he sent him a little note asking if he bet $2 for an old friend. He didn't answer. I bet he didn't. When that kind of money, put it in your pocket.
That's right.
The Bezalou Stables found the youth stakes went to Orb. He's about Malibu Moon, who's having a tremendous year. He was bred by Stuart S. Janney, the third and the fifth stables. And, of course, that means he was raised right there at Claiborne Farm. And Malibu Moon, of course, stands over right over here at Spendthrift Farm. The Devona Dale grade two at Gulfstream went to Live Lively. Live Lively was bred by E.A. Cox Jr. I imagine he was also raised over at Claiborne Farm. Optimizer won the Fairgrounds Handicap, grade three. He was bred by Bluegrass Hall. Data Link won the Canadian Turf Stakes, grade three at Gulfstream. Gated Data Link by Warfront, bred by Stuart S. Janney III. I bet you he was raised at Claiborne, far as that goes. He's by Warfront, stands at Claiborne Farm. The Mind That Bird Derby down at Sunland Park. Dry Summer won that, bred by Richard Schultz. The Bayou Handicap Snugs and Kisses, built by the Home Family Trust, the Bayou Handicap at the Fairgrounds, the Island Fashion Stakes at Sunland Park, Countess Curling One Ed, built by Stone Street Thoroughbred Holdings, the Joe Hernandez Stakes, named after the famed track announcer at out in California, Southern California, and Bridal's Note won that. He was bred by Gulf Coast Farms and the Unbridled Song Syndicate. And the ladies' turf sprint at Gulfstream Park went to Stop Shopping Maria, 4-year-old filly by More Than Ready. Boy, she can fly. She was bred by the Mueller Farm. So that compliments of my good friends out at KTA, of which I'm a proud member, and you should join because they do great things to support the industry, both Kentucky Thoroughbred Association and TOBA, Thoroughbred Owners and Breeders Association. Should belong to both of them. Well, last Saturday, Gulfstream Orb, a 3-year-old colt by Malibu Moon, won the Grade 2 $400,000 Fountain of Youth that same day. At Law, Moon Philly, a 4-year-old filly by Malibu Moon, won the Maryland Racing Media Stakes. Bred by Stuart S. Janney III in the fifth stable, trained by Sugar McGahee. Orb missed the track record by just 2/5 of a second to defeat a previously undefeated Grade 1 winner of Violence. And he earned 50 points toward his quest for the Kentucky Derby. Moon Philly won the Nellie Moore Stakes at Laurel on January 26. She won that by over 3 lengths. And she won the Maryland Racing Media Stakes by over 9 lengths. Now, Malibu Moon is also the sire. The 2013 Stakes winners Kwai Katie, winner of the Grade 2 Forward Gal, and Moore Chocolate, winner of the Grade 2 La Canada. Malibu Moon stands at Spencer Farm, home also of Temple City. Now, I mentioned Temple City. He's a stakes winner and track record breaker by Dynaformer, but he's out of a half-sister by Nancy to Malibu Moon. So if you want to get some of that Malibu Moon pedigree, that's the horse to go to. Temple City, his first foals are yearlings. Special pricing may be available. In fact, when you contact Spendthrift Farm, always, always inquire about special pricing and the various incentives that they have out there. They've got some good ones. The number over at Spendthrift Farm is 859-294-0030. And you can talk to Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, Mark Toothacker, and Ed Toffee. And you go to the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. All right, I got a minute here. I want to say something about the Top Flight Handicap. Because Top Flight was a great filly. It's buried right over here next door to us on Gainesway Farm. It used to be C.V. Whitney Farm, of course. When she raced in Mr. C.V. Whitney's colors, but she was bred by his father, Mr. H.P. Whitney, who passed away prior to her racing. She was by Dees Donk, out of Fly At It by Peter Pan. And she was one of 6 stakes winners in the crop of 1929, bred by Mr. Harry Payne Whitney. He didn't get to see any of them race, of course, because of his death. Following year, he was listed as a breeder of 9 stakes winners. That was 1930. 1931, 14 stakes winners. And following that, all those, everything had been in Mr. C.V. Whitney's colors and had, with him as breeder. Of course, Mr. H.P. Whitney was also bred, he bred Equipoise, foal 1928, Boojum, who was a pretty good stud horse. He was a foal of 27. Which one? Same crop as Gallant Fox. Victorian, he bred him. Bred the 1927 Kentucky Derby winner. Whiskery, he bred old Jolly Roger, who was a champion steeplechaser. Maud Mueller, Mother Goose, Transmute, Prudery. Bred John P. Greer in the Upset. Of course, they were in the same crop as Man of War. Of course, he bred the first winner of her sex to win the Kentucky Derby, and that was the 1915 winner, Regret. Top Flight was undefeated in 7 starts as a 2-year-old, all stakes. Beat Colts in the Futurity, in the Pimlico Futurity. Ran 9 times at 3. First start at 3. She was 4th in the Wood. Horse named Universe won it. She won the Acorn, the Coaching Club, American Oaks, the Arlington Oaks, the Alabama, and the Ladies Handicap at 3. She was 4th in the Potomac. And the Delaware Handicap, which at that time was for open to Colts also, and ran 5th in the Arlington Classic. So she never was beaten by a member of her own sex. Sonny Workman rode her in all but 3 of her starts. And, of course, she went to, she didn't distinguish herself as a brood mare. Jackie, you want to, any sure. more announcements you got to do?
A couple. What I mean, just today at the horse park.
Well, take care of the horse park, our good friends over there.
And that, let me see, not much going on. I did the trail ride.
Don't forget to announce again that we're on early next week from 9 till 11.
I will announce that we are on early next week from 9 to 11.
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome. U.S. Mounted Games Association is today at the horse park.
What'd you say, Matt?
The auction is next week at the horse park.
The auction, yeah. Talked about that. Farm equipment, lawn equipment, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you got to take care of Walter Hill and mine.
Yeah, when you drive in the main entrance, look to the right. That's where it's all piled up. They auction all day.
Just a great big old pile over.
Big old pile of stuff.
You just jump in and start sorting.
Yeah. Go through there, raise your hand up, and you get something. You have to pay for it. But you. Mounted Games Association is February 2nd. That's today. All right. The Kentucky Horse Park Foundation Trail Ride, which I've mentioned before, is March 14th, along with something called Road to the Horse. It is something they've imported from Tennessee.
Is that R-O-A-D or R-O-D-E?
It's R-O-A-D, Road to the Horse. And, well, hosted by Ride the Bermuda. Bermuda? How do you say that, cowboy?
Yeah, he doesn't know.
I'm back to tell you all about it.
Equine events and competitions, March 15th, 9 a.m., and then Snowbird Dressage comes back March the 23rd.
Well, can you tell us about it?
The Road to the Horse.
Well, come over here and tell us about
it. Yeah, come on.
Yeah. I don't give a big hoops to tell you the truth.
Oh, tomorrow is Joyce Princefield Schooling Jumper Show at Valley High.
Okay, what's this road?
Road to the Horse, they get these, I think there's 8 or 10 horse trainers that, you know, not race horse trainers, but they teach them to do just the things you see. And they go get dead 100%, not dead horses, but wild horses.
I can train one of them.
Wild horses from the 4.6s down in Texas. Yeah. And they only have a certain amount of time to teach these horses different tricks. And like they'll have one where 3 horses are actually laying down and a horse standing over the top of them. And it's something really neat. My wife actually called me the other day and said she got us VIP tickets. So I'm going. It's something just neat as all get out. Look it up online and it'll talk all about it.
You mean they break them and everything?
They break them
right there in front of you?
No, they have a certain amount of time. It's a competition.
Oh, 2 weeks.
I'm guessing 2 weeks. They only have a certain amount of time, but they're wild horses that they get from the 4.6s.
Oh, okay.
And then they train them to do all this stuff. And then they go to this competition, but they only have 2 weeks to do all this training.
Okay.
And
it's never know when you might want to have 3 horses laying down and another one laying over the top of it. Or standing over the top of it.
Standing. Hey, I could have used a horse to help me pull out a foal this morning, so.
Yeah, there you go. That would be a really.
Oh, well.
So, but yeah.
Okay, well, that's a big deal then.
It is. It's huge.
Good.
Among ranch horse people and not the race industry, really. Yeah. But Trail horse stuff like that. It's a big thing.
All right.
Thank you, Matt Howard.
Good.
Okay, winners from the Thoroughbred Center last month. We had ended up with 26 winners for the month. They just ran 8 days, had 8 days of racing at Turfway. We won 16 races at Turfway, and then we had 6 up at Beulah. And so that's 24, isn't it? No, that's 26.
I thought you had 28, one up for every day.
No, we had 2 a day at Turfway.
Yeah.
And we started out last night real good. We had 3 winners last night from here. And I got some instructions on how to pronounce this one gentleman's name.
What?
It's Juan Rubalcaba.
Oh,
Juan,
yeah.
Rubalcaba.
Yeah. Probably it's only his friends that call him
Rubalcaba. Well, Juan.
Juan. And Juan and
Well, he won with Dr. Zan.
Okay.
Congratulations, Juan. Otto Draper won with a horse named June Monsoon. And Otto's an old-time trainer. He's from out on the way. He used to ride races, too. And Steve Casey with Nasty Girl Blues. He's won 7 or 8 races with that filly. She's trying to relive down her name, I think. And then Tommy Mills won with Just Zizzle down at Mountaineer last night. They opened last night. So
yeah, that's good.
That so we had four winners from here last night, yesterday. Yeah. Well, last night. Okay. Okay, now, once again, we're on next week from 9 till 11.
And Ursula's Horse Tales, the show will be up this afternoon.
And that's it.
I guess that's it.
All this for that. All right. Well, thanks for listening. I want to thank Mary Jane downtown.
Oh, and help Chris. Say hello to Chris Cross.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Chris Cross, I hope you're feeling good. I hope you're getting better soon, my friend. And I want to say thanks to Resi right here in the studio. So talk to you next week.
Until then, who cares about the crowd?